my name is Mr. Fraser from Nottingham, New Hampshire. I find it very unsettling that someone on your radio would say the only reason a person buys a gun is to shoot somebody. And I'd like to make an on-air comment about that since I served this country for 26 years. I think that's ridiculous.
Good afternoon. This is Scott Miller. I live in Delaware County. I believe in freedom of speech, except for the name and the coverage of the shooter. Name the school shooting, and what name comes to mind? Columbine, Klebold, and Dillon. Can you name a student who was killed? Probably not. Sandy Hook, Adam Lanza. Can you name a kid that was killed? No. So if the media stops reporting in such in-depth coverage on the shooter and just call him the shooter and stop interviewing his family and his friends and his neighbors and all this other stuff because we don't care, and think of the family of the deceased seeing all these articles and coverage about the shooter, and they are lost and forgotten.
Hi, everybody. It's Cindy St. George from the Holyoke, Mass. area. I just wanted to say that your programming thus far today exceeds almost any single day I've ever listened to you folks in 15 years. No kidding. For your roundtable this morning, I got the tip on a new forever book for my kids' collection from the woman from the Odyssey Bookstore. And following that, a tip for a new book for my mom, who's a Holocaust scholar. Now it was 2 o'clock, Vox Pop. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed not only the questions, but the comments of all the people seeking copyright advice. When you want to encourage people to give you money for purchasing the tower, which I think is the right idea, please say, we have comments like this, and that's why we deserve your gift.
My name's Michael Skelly. I'm calling from Burnt Hills, New York. And I have just once again listened to Stephen Gottlieb spew his hatred. And I can't imagine that WAMC cannot find a better commentator. Every time I hear this man, it makes me want to turn the station. His one-sided view does nothing to add to WAMC's programming.